In Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not without many dying, including 15, the militant group Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it called apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism. That was 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government warplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, happened in the eastern part of the country, and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the strikes hit the town of Kureya in Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meantime, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic forces clashed with IS inside of Manbij. That is a key stronghold of the extremist group. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will strongly retaliate for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes against the insurgent group and rejected assertions that bombing operations ever paused. The U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week, but it was declined to provide any details. The move comes after President Obama expanded the authority under which U.S. troops in Afghanistan can attack insurgents. This is VOA News. Leaders